This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Throat Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, did you know? Did you know that Joe Biden does more in 1 hour than most people do in a day? That's not me, folks. Don't take my word for it. We're listening to Karine Jean-Pierre on that one. And I don't know. The more that they just dig in and double down, I mean, what's the first rule if you fall in a hole? Stop digging, basically, right? That's really going to be some pretty good advice here. This is getting worse, isn't it, folks? All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Of course, here is the Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you this morning. And don't forget, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you have something that you would like to talk about, comment on, for example. And you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. If you'd like to pick up live stream for the program, we also have that over there for you at KyleWarrenShow.com. We link right over to GCN Live, and you can pick up the live stream of the program there anytime that we're live, of course. And we appreciate GCN very much. They're working very hard for the show, and they're the syndicator, of course, that sends our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. So once again, good morning to everybody at GCN this morning. And again, folks, it's a day that is chock full of news stories. We got the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. We've got the Dow taking a plunge, more so than it has in some 11 months. We still have the aftermath of what's happening with Joe Biden. We have all these things happening, and it's only Wednesday, right? It's only Wednesday. And so, by the way, so as I just mentioned, here in this top segment here, let's let you hear Karine Jean-Pierre saying exactly what I was just telling you. Evidently, folks, you know, we just don't get it, okay? Number one, we never understood that there wasn't a problem at the border until there was, evidently, a problem at the border. We never understood that the border was closed until we realize now that it's a real problem and we need a bipartisan bill to fix it. We don't understand how this Ukrainian funding works. We don't get that. We just don't understand because we're just in the way, evidently, of so many of the wonderful things that Joe Biden, the Biden administration, and the Democrat Party elite are trying to, they're trying to help us. Okay? They're trying to help us, and we're just getting in the way. And if we could learn one thing from Joe Biden is that we could do more in 1 hour than most people do in a whole day. And, you know, when I heard that earlier, I also thought about, you know, there used to be a lot more recruitment commercials for the military. Have you realized we don't really see that as much as we did sort of back in the day? Remember, of course, it was one of the famous ones, even got immortalized by Bill Murray in the movie Stripes back in the early 80s, right? And that was Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. You know, what a great place. It's a great place to start. That was that commercial, right? But one of the other commercials was, and forgive me if I don't have it right, if it was either the Army or the Marines, but I remember that they had a scene of, like, you know, dropping these heavy vehicles, like, you know, armored personnel carriers and tanks out of an airplane, it would all parachute out, and they'd land, and then the other paratroopers would land, and they'd be ready to go, and they'd say, it was either the Army or the Marines, and they'd say, you know, the Marine Corps, the U.S. Army, you know, we do more before breakfast, right, than most people do all day long. And it was a kind of a cool commercial, right? It was a cool recruitment tool. And I will say this, and then of course when Top Gun came out, everybody I think wanted to join the Navy and become an aviator. But at any rate, Joe Biden does more in 1 hour. Let's listen to Karine Jean-Pierre.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows that 86% of Americans think Biden is too old to serve another term. That is a higher percentage than what we found in a previous poll in September. So clearly polling shows this is a persistent issue. What is the White House strategy to try and change that perception?
So look, we're going to continue to lead on leadership, right? We're going to continue to focus on what this president has been able to get done.
Focus.
What the president has been able to get done on behalf of the American people.
Behalf of the American people.
And look, I'll quote a little bit of what the First Lady said, incredibly well, just a couple days ago. President Biden does more in 1 hour than most people do in a day. His age with experience and expertise is an incredible asset, and he proves it every day. And that's what we believe.
Okay, stop right there. Okay. Again, it's the doubling down. It's not just the doubling down of, now we don't really, you know, we don't buy this thing about the cognitive issues that everybody's noticing and that all the reporters seem to be noticing, and or not just noticing, but now they realize this is an open subject now. This is no longer something we can't really ask about. So what does Karine Jean-Pierre do? Karine Jean-Pierre, again, is quoting Dr. Jill, evidently, but quoting Dr. Jill in order to say, again, you know, he's got all this experience. He was a senator, and he was a vice president, and so now the direction they're going, evidently, at least today, is this notion that Joe Biden now is seasoned, that he has, you know, it's the experience, and it's the history of it all. That this is actually a positive thing. And again, age is not a factor. Age is not the factor, I should say. But Joe Biden is exhibiting, behaviors that no matter what age you were would be incredibly concerning. But here we go. Say something that's maybe a little bit more believable. But Nadia does more in 1 hour than most people do in 1 day. Come on, man. And that's actually a Joe Bidenism right there. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We're heading into hour number 2 of the program on this Wednesday edition. Stay right there. A lot more to come.
February is Heart Month. And every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Wednesday edition of the program, 949-822-7959. And, of course, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning, if you want to check out the podcast, or if you want to check us out on social media, Facebook, and, of course, X as well. Formerly known as Twitter. And, of course, we want to say a special good morning to everybody in the Denver area this morning as well. So good morning to you. And wherever you're listening from this morning, we want to give you a shout-out as well. And so we've got a lot more to talk about. You know, I mentioned, you know, we're going to get back to Biden and Mayorkas and by the way, Hunter Biden as well here in a moment. But this caught my eye earlier. And... You know, it's like I was saying earlier on the program in hour one, I said, no, you haven't been abducted and taken to some kind of weird planet yet. I mean, but it does feel like that a lot, doesn't it? Because now, this from Breitbart, Boston Democrat City Council member Julia Mejia wants suburbanites to house illegals in their homes. Boston City Council member Julia Mejia told WBTS Boston on Thursday residents need to step up and begin offering their homes to migrants as migrant shelters. The at-large city councilor insisted that the suburbs have more resources available than the city, and she thinks it's time for suburbanites to chip in on the border crisis. There you go, folks. That's it. That's all. Okay, good night, everybody. No. Before, there was no border crisis, I guess. And again, now there evidently is a border crisis. And guess who's responsible now? You are, I guess, right? So here it continues. Dedham Wellesley and Brookline, cities and towns that have so much more resources than the city of Boston, people who actually have more financial support, Mejia told the station. We need to do everything in our power to make sure that we are setting them up for success, or whatever success looks like, unquote, direct quote, okay? Setting them up for success, or whatever success looks like. I don't know. I don't even know how to make heads or tails out of that one, but, quote, I think everybody should be opening up their doors because this is a shared responsibility, she insisted. Mejia is not the first member of the Massachusetts Democrat establishment to demand that residents offer up their homes to shelter the illegal border crossers who have flooded the Bay State thanks to President Joe Biden's constantly worsening border crisis. Massachusetts Democrat Governor Mara Healey's administration has also floated the idea of residents housing migrants in their homes. In August, Healey declared a, quote, state of emergency, unquote, due to the influx of illegal aliens, saying in her declaration, quote, there are currently nearly 5,600 families or more than 20,000 individuals in state shelter, including children and pregnant women, unquote. Days afterward, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, again, Democrat, pleaded for homeowners to free up some room, saying, quote, most importantly, if you have extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family. Housing and shelter is our most pressing need, and become a sponsor family. Healey's office followed that up by working with a non-governmental organization to fan out across the state to cajole homeowners to step up and solve the migrant housing issue. You know, folks, by the way, you know, this is not about being cold. It's not, you know, cold-hearted. It's not about being, you know, turning away your fellow man or anything like that. You know, there are all kinds, people are people. You know, we understand that. But there are, you know, charitable organizations. I'm sure that churches and synagogues and other, you know, places of worship get involved as well in ministering to and helping people, no matter where they're from, right? If there's a need, in the sense that somebody is out in the cold and this kind of thing, we understand that. We have the human factor is part of this. But what's happening here is such a complete travesty. This situation wouldn't actually even exist if it wasn't for the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite, and the way that they have created this environment. So now, you know, who are the bad actors here? You are, you know, because you happen to, you know, live here, have a home or something like that. I mean, and so now you're the bad guy. And who are the good guys? The Democrat council member. Right, Julia Mejia. Evidently, she's the good person in all this, for telling everybody to step up and take responsibility for this. You know, again, it's, you know, in fact, we had a great call yesterday morning from Aaron in Denver, listening on 710 KNUS, the mighty 710, and you know, talking about you know, how the mayor there in Denver is now asking for more help and all this kind of stuff from the federal government. And you know, it's again, this would not exist if it wasn't for not a broken immigration system, but a non-enforcement of the immigration system. So I just think it's rich indeed for these politicians to now say that and now it's your responsibility, and you need to do this, and you need to step up. And I just think it's way, way, you know, beyond the pale. But you know what? To their mind, they think this is you know, the logical next step. Now, at some point, now obviously, it would be a much different thing to not just try to cajole people into doing something like that, but to force them, actually force them into doing something like that. I just don't know, and I'm not, I'm really not raising an alarm on that in the strict sense, but I would not be surprised if that didn't start coming around the bend sooner than later. Again, because, you know, when you look at it all in the total, you know, you have the border crisis, and that is one major aspect of what's undermining our security and our ability to prosper and so forth, but and live our lives quietly, peacefully, because obviously the crime continues to go up. And again, part of that is, I think, related to illegal immigration, and part of that, too, is related to defund the police and create this environment where, you know, I don't know if anybody's seen the video that's gone viral of the person in the iPhone store just ripping out all the iPhones and literally sticking them in his pockets, and then goes out the front door, and there's a police car sitting right there. No, nothing is done. And this guy got, I don't know, 20, 30 iPhones or something. It just seemed like it went on forever. If you've ever been to the iPhone store, the Apple store, I should say, you know, they have all the phones out on these tables, and you can look at them, play with them or whatever, and they're just all over the place. There's so many. And the one thing that did occur to me, though, you know, and obviously, you know, nobody is confronting this person. But obviously, something that did come to my mind was, you see somebody doing that, you could immediately start taking all the iPhones before they get to them, and then just, you know, taking them to the back of the store or something like that. I mean, just collect them first, you know. But obviously, you know, there's nothing worth losing your life over on something like that. But it just seems to me that we have created a situation now by which we cannot even enforce the law, let alone the border. And this is where we're at. And it's very, very chilling, and it's very, very damaging. And I don't know how easy it is to get back to that idea that you are, you know, it's unthinkable to go into a store. And in fact, I'll say just real quick, because we're going to hit the break here in just a moment. I actually had to go to a big box home improvement store earlier, and I had to get a tub, you know, to put stuff in. You know, one of the rubber tubs you seal stuff up in. And so I was going through the checkout, self checkout, and I opened up the tub, and the attendant came over and said, "Oh, thank you very much for doing that. Most people will not open up a storage tub, you know, to let us look inside." And I said, "Well, that's fine. I figured you'd want to look inside for obvious reasons." She said, "Yeah, well, you know, the honest people don't ever have stuff in there." I said, "Right, exactly." But, you know, it's unthinkable. You don't even want to make a mistake at a self-checkout. You know, you don't want to walk out and go, "Oh, did I not pay for that? Did I make a mistake?" That's how we think. The criminals think very differently. That's obvious. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back in just a moment.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package featuring significant allocations for Israel and Ukraine. Despite passing with a 70-29 vote, its prospects in the Republican-controlled House remain uncertain. The NYPD is sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed in that shooting, while five others sustained injuries. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the program. And we have a lot to talk about, of course, as we continue. And by the way, the telephone line, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. And sometimes if it doesn't answer right away, it means that we're busy doing something else. But we'll definitely see it ring in, and we'll eventually see it, and we'll get you on hold. But I tell you what, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We sure do appreciate that as well. And Mark, listening in this morning, he writes in and says, regarding the Massachusetts illegal alien invaders, yeah, I guess that's right. He says if you take them in and then you try to make them leave at some point, you may just have a new quote family member. I think you're exactly right, Mark. I think that could be and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited about it or anything like that, but obviously, I mean, someone could say, well, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, you know, this kind of thing. And but it just, this isn't a solution. It's not an actual real solution. We were talking last segment about the fact that a Boston City Councilwoman says, you know, people in the suburbs, because they have more resources evidently than the city of Boston, they need to start taking people in who have migrated or come here illegally. And they need to step up and take responsibility. Really? Okay. Well, that's the way they see it, I suppose. But again, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. That does make us smile this morning because it is so true. It is really, really so true. All right. Well, once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about. We do have, of course, Mayorkas being impeached. That's going to be key because while the Democrats will simply say this is all purely political, most people out there now really do think that the border is an actual problem. Okay? The border is an actual problem. And if they begin to really look at Mayorkas and the Biden administration and everything that's gone up to this point, right? The past is prologue, as they say, to get to this point. And people will start to really realize that something has gone way, way, way off the rails on this. So that, my friends, is actually going to work out to be a good thing. With the first impeachment try failing for a number of different reasons, that might have been something that if they just simply let it go at that point, I think they could still make that argument. But now that they've got this and the left is going apoplectic about it, they start to look again like they're just always against whatever it is that actually makes sense, you know, and that I think is really going to resonate. So you may have a perfect storm brewing here. You may have, you know, this issue with Joe Biden, which, again, we take no pleasure in, but it is a reality now. It is now out of the bag. It is something that is happening. It is something that is undeniable. It is something that is simply going to continue to chip away at any, for lack of a better expression, normalcy about this election. And I think people were kind of geared up, you know, because with Trump being involved the way that he is and so forth, it's a little off the beaten path as we've seen traditionally. But the Trump stuff, I think, right, it's baked in. By the way, I think it's kind of baked in anyway. There's some people who are going to be very much for Donald Trump. Some people who I think can be persuaded to vote for Trump, again, assuming he's the nominee. This is all based on that assumption, you know, or may lean towards Donald Trump because they realize that maybe they don't want to hang out with him, but maybe they think that he could take care of some of these problems that we're seeing, not just domestically with the border or the economy, stuff like that, but internationally. And the fact that we seem to be teetering on the brink of World War III, stuff like that. So I think there's a large group of people who would say, you know what, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to have to worry that Joe Biden is so out to lunch because of this condition. And again, it's a very sad thing that I want somebody to come in and deal with this. And so I think you've got a group of people who would do that in favor of Trump. But the Biden issue, as I was just talking about here, that I think is going to weigh heavily because that was, and you could say to some degree it was baked in because Joe Biden was always making these Joe Bidenisms or stuff like that. That was baked in, but not this. Not this, to this level, where the press is talking about it openly, where they're sort of badgering Karine Jean-Pierre about it and others, and they've got to go into this mode of, well, he does more in an hour than most people do in a day, and you know, ridiculous nonsense like that, that just simply shows that they're acting the way that you'd act in a desperate manner because you know that this thing is going downhill at this point. So just we'll say anything. It doesn't matter. We're just trying to get through the next 24 hours. There is no long-term vision here, right? Other than, you know, we just got to keep getting through these days and something will present itself about the election. Maybe. Maybe. Well, speaking of elections, folks, from Fox News, and I must admit, I did not get to watch this debate, but California Senate candidates were sparring over a Democrat's proposal for a $50 minimum wage. Okay. What just kicked in California is the $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers. And so that's a job killer because with more and more automation, more and more kiosks, and less people actually working at fast food places, that's a huge job killer, in my opinion. But from Fox News, a Monday night debate in California between several candidates vying for an open Senate seat included a question about raising the minimum wage to $50, an idea that one Democrat candidate has floated. In the Bay Area, I believe it was the United Way that came out with a report very recently. $127,000 for a family of four is just barely enough to get by. Democrat Congresswoman Barbara Lee said when asked to defend her previous support of a $50 minimum wage and explain how it would be, quote, sustainable. Another survey very recently, $104,000 for a family of one, barely enough to get by, low income because of the affordability crisis. Lee had previously called for a $50 minimum wage, which would amount to around $104,000 per year of income. The federal minimum wage is $7.25 per hour and ranges from $16 to $20 in California. Just do the math. Of course, we have a national minimum wages, but we need to raise a living wage, she continued. We're talking about 25, fine, but I've got to be focused on what California needs and what affordability factor is when we calculate this wage. Former baseball star Steve Garvey, the only Republican on the stage, told the moderators that the minimum wage is where it is and should be. Says if you look at what California has done to fast food franchises right now, increasing the minimum wage to $20, and what's going to happen, he says, that's going to increase cost for hardworking Californians to go to a franchise and get a Big Mac for $9 is going to be $15. And wasn't there a thing the other day, something, I don't know if it was a Happy Meal, but it was like a Big Mac meal or something, it was like $18. And, you know, again, some of these politicians, and in this particular case, Barbara Lee, you know, this all sounds great, right? I mean, boy, I'm going to vote for her because, you know, she wants $50 minimum wage. But, you know, many of these minimum wage jobs, like, for example, at fast food places, they're not meant to be your job forever. They're, in so many ways, I understand they're supposed to be like entry-level jobs, and people may advance and they may become the assistant manager or the manager, or they may, you know, rise through the ranks of that organization, and that sort of becomes a career, but otherwise it's usually a stepping stone, right? But to bake into the economy extra costs like that, that is not going to result in prosperity. That's going to result in more companies cutting back. And of not just cutting back of staff, but raising the prices astronomically in order to pay this minimum wage, this kind of proposed minimum wage. It's just that simple. And so, you know, people are getting tired, and I sure hope they are, of hearing stuff like this where it's only designed to be some kind of, you know, vacuous campaign promise that has no basis in reality, that doesn't really help anything, but yet, you know, continues on this road of, well, we're the government, we're going to take care of you, and we're going to mandate, we're going to do all this stuff, and then life is going to be utopian. That's not how it works. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through on this Wednesday edition of the program. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. I really, really do. And I appreciate you. I'm glad that you're there. And we love hearing from you, and we love coming on the radio every night here and just doing our thing and having fun. And, again, it's just very gratifying to me to know that people are there and they're listening, and especially when you send us a direct message or give us a call on the phone, especially we had a first-time caller last night, Connie in Tampa. I still can't get over her kind words to me. I really do appreciate it, and I do let everybody know about that. All right. Well, folks, it's time for our next song. We're going to look at the weather here in just a moment, but this one will get you going. It will make you just, I don't know, get your blood pumping, and you will be going through the wee hours of the morning like gangbusters. This is a great one. Live, 1981, the Escape Tour, Journey, Any Way You Want It.
Ah!
course, Steve Perry on lead vocals there, Neil Sean on guitar, and Steve Perry, and of course, he's just one of the most incomparable rock and roll vocalists that we've ever seen, ever, in the history of the universe, and he's one of those guys who could just make his voice do whatever he wanted to do. It's almost like his brain could just put in the order to his vocal cords, and the vocal cords would go, no problemo. We can do this, and we're just going to do that easily. That's exactly what he's able to do. And so, again, just really great there from Steve Perry. But once again, folks, we'll take a quick look at the weather. We've got a specific storm that could be moving in towards the area of Elko, Nevada, as we go through Wednesday, and that could bring some rain and snow along I-80 there. Right now, of course, we're looking at the precipitation. We're not seeing a whole lot on the map right now, so that's good. We do continue to see a little bit of snow, of course, in South Dakota. This is going to be now mostly in the west part of South Dakota, over towards Rapid City. We've got some snow north of Billings, Montana, but it is coming out the interstate there as you're heading out of Billings on your way to Forsyth and Hysham. Then we've also got some snow up near Great Falls, and then now, right now, just kind of north, just exactly north of Missoula, and heading up I-90 just a little bit out of Missoula. So be careful out there, folks, doing what you're doing. And, of course, as we go through this week, and by the way, Southern California, right now Northern California's got some rain coming in, and now it's starting to cover over Redding. Last hour it was just to the west of there, now starting to cover over Redding. But Eureka, Crescent City, you've got rain right now. And as we head into the weekend, it looks like we're going to have another atmospheric river come through Southern California. And that's not what we want to hear at all. But at least we've had some time to kind of dry out, you know, a little bit. So hopefully it won't be so bad. But you know, we get those seasons, we get those years where it just rains and rains, and then other times it's like, well, nope, we're not going to rain anymore forever, it seems like. But we've already sort of caught our limit, we understand, for this year. So if everything else we get is going to be, you know, just gravy, I guess. But still, when we get those huge atmospheric rivers, all that stuff happening, it is a very, very difficult thing to deal with. Well, once again, folks, don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you ever want to give a suggestion for a song to play during this segment of the program, in hour number one and hour two, and we love to get those requests. Because I love saying, by request. But now I get to say, by popular demand, we get to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, we got our pick this morning of all kinds of great things, but Mayorkas finally impeached. That actually did happen. And what do you think about that?
It's symbolic. It's a good thing that the House did it. They tried to get that vote in before the vote in District 3 of vote results of a race in District 3 in New York replacing Santos.
Right. Yeah, Santos, that's also an interesting thing, too, which we do want to get into with, again, this is flipping that seat. And sometimes I feel like if it wasn't for Santos and his ridiculous lying about everything, that maybe we wouldn't have this problem right now.
Well, replacing Santos, by the way, it went to a Democrat, so that seat was flipped.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's the Republicans couldn't do it. But I will say I'm not sure that it really terribly matters, because I'm not sure between now and the general election, how much legislation is going to happen out there.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, in the general election, I think that there are, interestingly enough, some other seats that the Republicans in the House may pick up.
Mm-hmm. And what else is going on this morning with John Brennan? I know you wanted
to
mention
that. Yeah, we probably ought to do that one after the top of the hour, because this one is a little on the complicated side, but it's pretty groundbreaking.
Okay, well, that's exactly what we'll do then, absolutely. Well, again, so we've got Mayorkas, we've got the Santos thing, of course, and also, of course...
Yeah, the big thing with Mayorkas is will the when will the trial be scheduled in the Senate? He was impeached in the House, right. Okay? Yeah. Well,
yeah, it's a non-starter. I know that, but you know, at the very least, now, you know, this is something that they can at least bring out to the fore. I think more and more people are getting aware of the border problem, and the Democrats, you know, are now telling us that there is a crisis, but we need to have this bill. That's the only savior we have is this bill.
Well, Mayorkas was actually on a Sunday show, and he actually used the word crisis. So every other time it's always been a challenge. But Biden called it a crisis about 10 days ago, and Mayorkas this past Sunday did. So they clearly know that the burden is now on Schumer.
Well,
where is this going to go?
Indeed. And Schumer also, and we'll head out to the break here in just a moment, everybody, and then we'll come back after the top of the hour with much more with Denise Simon. But Schumer is now, you know, we're putting Putin on notice. Did you know that, Denise? We're putting Putin on notice, not to question.
That's another thing. Well, hold on here, because an interesting thing happened yesterday, and I may be the only one that noticed it. And we'll talk about that after the top of the hour, too, because somehow the truth ended up coming out yesterday, as I saw it, by Biden.
Very interesting. All right. Well, folks, stay tuned for that. We're going to leave you with that, and we're going to come right back after your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything, and then when we come back, we'll talk about everything. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two, now in the books.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.